Welcome to episode 27. This is Eric C. Jackson. I had it in the schedule to talk to you guys every week on Wednesdays, and I did miss last week. And so I really want to catch up on what I've been up to, what I've been working on. But first, I want to go into submissions. There's another call for art that's out that I always like to share with you guys. And this one's coming from Feature Shoot. They have, let's see if I can get the title here. It's called Emerging Photography Awards. Yeah, I've been into the news lately. It's called Emerging Photography Awards from Feature Shoot. And I believe the deadline is September 3rd, yes. So entries have been extended until midnight Eastern Standard Time, September 3rd, which is Friday. So you have mint till midnight on Friday to submit to this call for art. Okay, so, and I just read it here for you guys. This is your chance to be discovered by 24 of photography's most respected professionals. Plus, your work could be exhibited in a group gallery show in Berlin, a group gallery show in Paris, exhibitions on the streets of Brooklyn and LA, be published in a photography book, and more. The annual Emerging Photography Awards are back, and you could have your work seen by thousands of collectors, industry leaders, art buyers, and press from around the world, as well as exhibited at prestigious galleries in Europe and on the streets of New York City and Los Angeles. Over the last 6 years, we've helped launch the careers of dozens of photographers through the Emerging Photography Awards. And we're excited to announce that our annual International Photography Competition for up-and-coming photographers is back. And we have judges from The Time, Rolling Stone, Wired, National Geographic, The Guardian, and many others ready to see your work. Our main objective of the Emerging Photography Awards is to get the work of talented photographers seen globally. So we're particularly excited about the exhibition opportunities this year, as they will be viewed by hundreds of thousands of people. To that end, this year we have two categories open, so as not only two different prizes on offer to the winning photographers, but two unique opportunities to submit different types of work. One category is single image entries. Another category is series entries. And as I said, the deadline is September 3rd this year, 2021. And I do want to go over the fees here. Okay, so single entry fees. For one image, it's $15. Three images, $25. Five images, $30. And 10 images, it says 10x images for $50. And then there's a listing of the single image judges. And then I'm going to go for, okay, so for your series entries, one series is $45. If you submit a series of two, it's $60. And three series is $70. And then there's a separate list of judges there. Okay, so if you submit a single image, let's see, series image prizes. Get your work in front of leading photography professionals. This year we have our biggest ever jury of 24 esteemed judges. 12 winning photographers will be exhibited as part of a group show at Berlin's world-renowned BBA Gallery. The same 12 winning photographers will also be exhibited as part of a group show at the prestigious Studio Gallery B&B in Paris. You will also be published in Feature Shoots Emerging Photographers Photo Book. Along with that, receive press coverage and the opportunity to be published on Feature Shoot and our social channels reaching around 500,000 people. Previous winners have been featured in and on Lens Culture, Wired, Republic Society, Gente de Fotografia, Indie, Marie Claire, Photograph, Huck, and more. There's a lot. And that was for the single image. And so, yeah, you will have to go to emergingphotographyawards.com and all the information is there. Okay, so this part is really important. Who is eligible to enter? All photographers not currently represented by a gallery or a photographer's agent are invited to apply. Because if you are repped by a gallery, currently repped, or you do currently have an agent, you're really not considered an emerging photographer anymore or emerging artist. And it says, we accept entries from photographers of all ages and backgrounds working across all genres, including but not limited to fine art, landscape, documentary, portraits, fashion, and still life. And winners will be announced in mid to late September, which is not bad. Because a lot of times, well, I guess especially more with writing, there's usually a long wait time, but there are some submissions where the process takes months for you to learn if you've actually won or not. And so it's very straightforward. And again, if you have a smaller budget, I mean, one image, $15, it's the important thing about getting your work entered into these types of competitions is just to have them know you exist, because there are so many photographers that it's easy to get lost. And so you really have to put yourself out there and let, you know, as I said, let them know that you're here and what you're doing. And like I always say, send your best work, the best work that you have. And that might not necessarily be your favorite, but what do people gravitate towards when they look at your work? When they look at your website, your portfolio, your social media channels, what do people respond to the best? And so you have to, you know, have that in consideration, as, you know, take that into consideration when submitting. For me, I am working on some new work because I found that I'm submitting sort of the same photographs to these competitions. And so it's like, you know what? I want to submit something new, something that's fresh. And then it's also a challenge for me to improve and make my new favorite piece of work, right? Have a new favorite photograph. And so that's a challenge of every time I go out and capture photography, is just trying to create another favorite to add to the collection. Okay, and like I said, emergingphotographyawards.com, that's where you can go and to enter. And it's pretty straightforward. All the details are here. I have worked with Feature Shoot before. I've had one of my photographs published in one of their books, and so they're really a pleasure to work with. And so I always keep an eye on what they're doing. And in other news, what am I doing as far as studio work? I am working on the Etsy store, which I pretty much brought up to date yesterday. And let's see if I have the link here. Yes, so it's etsy.com/shop/Eric C. Jackson Studio. And it's just another avenue, another place to have my work shown. Now, the Etsy store is going to be smaller for sure than the main website, but any of the favorite pieces that I have from the gallery will be there. And so that's what I'm updating. Right now, it's only going to be prints are the only things that's going to be available there. I'm looking into adding the face-mounted acrylic prints there as well, but right now I'm just sifting through the work and just deciding, okay, what's going to be included in the Etsy store. And so, yeah, I've been still editing the gallery. And the good news is that the gallery updates are finished. I finished that over the weekend. And so now I have more time to work on new work. And I did have some test prints come in yesterday. I'm very excited about one of the prints in particular that's brand new. And I'm trying out a new paper. Now, your work can look different depending on what paper you print it on. And so now I'm trying out the Max HD silver halide prints. And that just basically means, like, okay, typically I use Fuji Crystal Pearl paper. It's archival. I like the shine to it. I like the pearl look to it. And typically that prints at 300 DPI dots per inch. That's the resolution. The one I'm trying out, and I got the test prints for yesterday, is the Max HD. It prints at 610 DPI. So the marketing print says it's more than four times the resolution of the standard photo prints, which is a big deal. And so I can upgrade the prints that I order from my printer to the Max HD silver halide print. And I was surprised by the difference, because I knew the resolution was going to be better. Okay, which it is. But just the richness of the color, and especially the new print that I'm going to be adding to the studio, it just blew me away. Now, the downside of it was, it seems that the Max HD, it prints darker than I expected. So it prints quite a bit darker than the Fuji Pearl. So, and then the weird thing is that it changes in the lighting, depending on the lighting. So I'm going around the studio, like putting it against this wall, that wall, laying it down on the table, direct light, you know, putting direct light on it. Now, some lighting conditions, it doesn't look too dark. But then when it's in the shadows next compared to the Fuji Pearl, it's noticeably darker. So I'm going to run some more tests. And then I'm also working on the new black and white print. For the black and whites in the studio right now, they are all on the Moab LaSalle luster paper. I tried one of them, the new one that I'm working on. I tried it on the Max HD, and I was surprised at the color tone of it was improved. So I really like the color tone of it. And then I did try out the black and white on the Fuji Pearl. The black and white on the Fuji Pearl, it came out with sort of a green tint to it, which was odd. The Max HD of that same black and white was just this, it was like this pure black and white. It looked very, very well in comparison. So I stopped printing on the Fuji Pearl several months ago with the black and whites because they weren't printing correctly. Just color tone problems, inconsistencies, things like that. And so I went with the MOAB because I know exactly what I'm going to get on that MOAB luster paper. And so that's my go-to for the black and whites. Now, the MOAB doesn't have as much, let's see, it's not as flashy, right? So if I want something with more pop to it, even though it's a black and white with more punch or flair, then I'm thinking, okay, I might be able to go to the Max HD because that seems like it has it on there on the test print that I got from yesterday. I do have to run some more test prints on that as well, to see if I can get that pure black and white look consistently without the weird color tone. But yeah, I'm excited. So I'm putting together another batch of prints to send to the printer. And I'm in Florida. The printer's in California, but it did only take them a few days to send the test prints to me. So I was really happy about that because especially during 2020, it was rough trying to get prints from the printer. Me being on the East Coast and they're on the West Coast. So, and I did think about going through last year, I did think about switching printers, and that just didn't work out as far as looking for someone locally. And so I've been working with them on the West Coast for years now, actually, probably since 2011. And I love their work. I'm used to how they print everything. And for how I run everything in the studio, it's just that's just the best option for me, right? So if you guys have any suggestions about printers as well, I'm always open and I'm always looking, for other printers, especially some that are closer to home. But I would say, like, once you find a printer that really prints your work out well, go ahead and stick with them. Okay, and so I guess the last thing that I want to talk about, because I am kind of pressed for time, is I'm happy about the Studio Outlet, which is what I call the other store. It's not like it's pretty much like Etsy, but it's on Redbubble. And I don't know if you guys have heard of Redbubble or have bought anything off of Redbubble, but I have all of my automobile photography on Redbubble, and those have been getting more attention from buyers as of late, and so I'm happy about that. It's like I said, it's open edition. They're more affordable to, just the everyday person on a very tight budget. So people have been ordering the throw rugs, posters, phone cases, stickers. They've been ordering everything. So and it surprises me sometimes, like what they order. But I'm so, encouraged by the compliments, and it's just a part of the studio where I would like everyone to be able to have something, that I've captured. Because much of my work now that I've reorganized and edited and deleted and taken out stuff from the studio gallery, I still want a place where people on who don't have as high of a budget, I still want that place where they can go and say, okay, I want a throw blanket, or I want, you know, a travel mug or something like that. The studio outlet is a place where they can go to get those types of things, right? And they don't, and they're not, you know, breaking the bank, you know, or going outside of their normal budget. And so I'm very happy about that. The thing that I'm debating on is, do I want to go outside of the automobile photography collection to add to the outlet store? I would probably take, because let's say like Oculus. Normally Oculus is, I guess, the least expensive on the main website is like $260 for a 16 by 24. So the people who shop on the outlet site, that's outside of their budget. So I'm thinking, okay, I can not sell it as a print on the outlet store, but I can put it on, it can be like a licensed product, you know, and people can go into that. And I used to do that before, but not a lot of it sold. And I saw that people were like 90% of the orders were for the automobile photography. And so that's what the outlet just turned into, that to where, okay, here's my automobile, you know, work, and people can just go there. It's like a niche section of the studio, and that's where, you know, you can buy classic cars, like the one that just sold. There's a few of them. I have two of them. It's a 1972 Oldsmobile 442. And I mean, it's chrome orange. It's kind of loud. It used to be in my main collection. And I just thought to myself last month, I'm like, no, it's I was going to take it out of the collection altogether. But then I thought, you know what? Put it into the outlet store, see if people like it. And sure enough, people have bought stickers, posters, like I said. Someone a couple days ago bought a phone case. And so the things that are coming out of the main gallery can possibly go into the studio outlet and just be as an open edition photograph and license on the different products. And so that is the idea that I have. And once the Etsy store is completely updated, I'm going to revisit the Redbubble shop and work on that. Now, that shop, the outlet, the direct link is byecj.redbubble.com. And I know that sounds weird, but that's what it is. and I'm not able to change the name. The beginning of this year, I rebranded everything that's connected to the studio, but the Redbubble outlet was one of those places where I could not rebrand a name unless I deleted the store and started over again. And I definitely didn't want to do that. So, it stuck with the byecj.redbubble.com. And yeah, so I'm also thinking, gosh, I can probably add more automobile shots to the outlet store as well. So I do have to look into that. So like I said, once the Etsy store is done, I'm going to focus on Redbubble. And oh, the last bit of good news before I go is I did the rebranding, marketing and all of that, because I was trying to get verified on Pinterest. And late last year, I would say November, December 2020. I sent in my application. I was rejected, and Pinterest gave me a list of things that I had to do in order to better my chances of being verified. And then, so now I am verified on Pinterest as a merchant seller, and they just give you that little check mark next to the profile picture. And so that's a big deal for me, so that everyone who comes to Pinterest will see that I'm verified. Now, the connection, like the shop page is not working anymore, but I think they moved it to the products page on Pinterest. And so the only difference is that the shop page only had each product once, but the products page has every product at every size. So you'll have a 16 by 24, 24 by 36, 30 by 45, 40 inch by 60 inch, like of the same photograph. So there's literally hundreds of pins there, because it's listing each product, so each photograph size. So I don't think there is a way that I can turn it off. That's just how it's connected to the main website on Pinterest. And so there's really nothing I can do about that. The only thing I'm thinking of is just making a category for each series and each collection, so that it's easier for people to navigate. But other than that, as far as me getting impressions and people sharing it, I'll have some people sharing one size of the same print, and then someone else is sharing that print at a different size. And that's just how people save it into and share it. So, yeah. But again, I'm glad that the verification was approved. And so as far as being verified on Instagram, Facebook, I just don't have enough traffic on Twitter as well. I just don't have enough traffic, enough followers to get that. But for some reason on Pinterest, as I add new work to the studio, it's synced to Pinterest, and people just save it and then they share it. And it's like the more saves you get, the more impressions you get, the more people see it. And so the audience has been much larger for several months on Pinterest, while my audience on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter has died down. So especially on Instagram and Facebook. So I'm thinking that those outlets are encouraging me to, purchase ads. But I'm not sure if I'm going to go back into buying ads, because I was just spending a lot of money on targeted ads that weren't as targeted as I would like them to have been. So I'm working on organically getting traffic to the social media outlets. But Pinterest, as far as social media outlets, Pinterest has been the best by far, as far as just organic traffic coming in without me spending advertising dollars, marketing dollars into the platform. And so I'm thankful that that's working, and people are responding pretty well to the work. And I just want to improve on that. Okay, so that's all the time that I have. And I do plan to be back on next week, or have another podcast on soon. So there is not like a 2-week break between new entries or new episodes. And so thank you guys for listening. I really appreciate it, and take care.